Congratulations, a 42-0 victory here tonight. Anybody had any thoughts of this team maybe overlooking Hugoton next week to Ulysses? That was put away early on, and you guys are very, very efficient in your first half on your opening drives.
The kids, they had kind of a tough week, you know, kind of hard to put, you know, last week behind you and not look forward to next week. But, you know, they were sound. You know, that's about all we're going to say. I mean, they weren't overly motivated as far as with the intensity that we wanted. But at the same time, I mean, they didn't just go through the motions either. So, I mean, they kind of got playing a little bit harder as the game kind of wore on.
Started off their opening kickoff, and not too many times he received the ball right off and had a nice drive with the Cooper Griffith 15-yard run. And then he had some nice pass plays. Sloan Baker got behind the Hugoton secondary for that touchdown pass. And how about the nice speed there by Brent Meyer? He got his second touchdown pass of the year on that slant play on third down and long and went up the seam for the touchdown.
That was nice. You know, it was good for Brett to make a big play right there. You know, he didn't get to play a whole lot of offense last week. I mean, he had a couple opportunities, but, you know, one of his catches was wiped out by, a chop block or a hold or something. And, you know, so it was good to see, you know, Brett hit that window and go and take it to the house.
Once again, it is Scott City Beaver coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Scott City victorious here once again tonight, 42-0 over the Hugoton Eagles. And, you know, defense a consistency for a second straight week of pretty solid on both sides, the pass and run game. And, you know, that was an option by that quarterback, Titus. And you mentioned he was a pretty decent athlete out there. He had some good moves at times. But your guys, once again, very assignment sound on defense.
Well, it took him just a little while because, I mean, you can't duplicate it in practice with your second string line, you know the way that they're blocking it. And, you know, he had a couple of nice ball fakes, and he put the ball into the back's belly, you know, for an awful long time right there before he pulled it. And, you know, he did a good job, and he did that on film also. So, you know, give them credit for that. But, you know, like you said, you know, the coaches, you know, adjusted to him and kind of got, you know, through to our guys as far as what they really wanted. And with that, we didn't give up any big pass plays, and, you know, we had a couple of picks. So, you know, overall, it was a solid game. It wasn't a great game. It was a solid game. And, you know, if you can win like you do like that and still play solid, then, you know, you're pretty happy with everything. But, you know, Trey got his knee kind of twisted up over there and kind of got the kneecap a little loose. So, I mean, that's kind of a concern. But, you know, but besides that, I think we're relatively injury-free.
And it was a nice opportunity as well with the big lead in the first half to get some of those reserves in. And they had some bright spots as well tonight.
Oh, they did some good things. I mean, you know, for them to get on the varsity field without a running clock, and that was part of it also, is, you know, try to take care of that business. And, you know, it would have been, you know, pretty easy the way the kids were playing. You know, go put two more up there real quick. But, you know, it's a nice night, you know, a beautiful field as far as, you know, the way their turf is set up. And, you know, so let's let those other guys play and get a little more experience, even though most of those guys are going to turn right around and play on Monday night again.
Well, you did a couple of things here in the win tonight. You guys clinched at least a share of the GWAC title with one game to go at 4-0. And you have Ulysses coming into town next Friday night. Also, that is the 28th straight season that Scott City will be guaranteed a winning record, which is a phenomenal stat there as well. You look ahead to Ulysses next Friday night, and boy, they are rolling right now at Goodland.
I wouldn't know. I don't know what's going on.
It's 73-25 after three quarters.
Yeah, I mean, when you got an offense that throws the ball and stops the clock, then you know, you're just the same thing with us. I mean, you're putting the other team in you know, a situation where they're going to roll a little bit. So, you know, everybody likes to go to that run and shoot offense and throw, but that's not the best thing that you can do sometimes whenever the other team is you know, physically superior to what you have. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to, you know, keep them off the board if you're giving them multiple chances with a dead clock. You know, so, you know, the wide-open offense is great, but at the same time, hey, it's kind of a, you know, a double-edged sword for you, too.
Well, a 42-0 victory for Scott City tonight here against Hugoton. Coach, congratulations on the victory, and move forward in Ulysses next Friday night, and have a safe trip back.
All right, thanks, Adam.